Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Somebody here at work who knows you and knows me has sent me some stuff because it reminded them of you. And now I've listened to it, it reminds me of you as well.
What's this?
Well, this is some stuff that's going around on the internet at the moment to do with Paula Abdul. And I am astounded at the similarities between you and Paula. This is Paula, right? Just staggering around the street.
Oh, my God in heaven, it is cold. Oh, can I get a Starbucks, you think?
It's the middle of the night, Paula. How are you going to sleep?
How is that like me?
Not that weird giggle at the end, but that is right away to get Starbucks.
I've never asked for a Starbucks in the middle of the night.
But that,
more wine, maybe.
No, that you staggering around the streets towards the end of the night trying to get something and me or somebody more sensible being with you trying to tell you that it's not a very good idea.
Right.
Right? She then goes into Starbucks to order one.
Okay. Wait, why don't you guys just come up with something? Because I bore myself sometimes with the non-fat chai latte or the
non-fat
vanilla chai latte.
Yeah.
It's that kind of that drunk waffling.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
There's a lot of that.
Okay. Wait, why don't you guys just come up with something? Because I bore myself sometimes with the chai latte, non-fat chai latte or the non-fat vanilla chai latte.
Non-fat soy latte.
Yeah. Yeah, and I presume if the person that she's with is anything like me, they've just kind of switched off you at this precise moment.
Okay,
you can see the resemblance, can't you?
Slightly, yeah.
Right. It gets even more similar to you if you listen very carefully to this, because guess what? Just like you, when it gets to a little bit later on and you need something, whoops-a-daisy, you have no money.
I have no money.
You never have any money.
You never have any money.
Just play that a little again.
I have no money.
Never have any money.
Right, so she's ordered the entire contents of the Starbucks menu, but has no money.
Now, admittedly, this is happening to her in Starbucks. Normally, you wait till the end of the night and you've bought two bottles of rosé, and then you've run out of money, which means you have to buy two bottles of rosé as opposed to just a normal round.
Yeah.
Yes?
Kind of.
Why don't you seem to recognise yourself here? Do you want to know what finally puts the cherry on the icing on the cake?
Go on, then.
She does kind of what you would do, bumps into some fans and just invites herself back to their place.
Where are you from? Ireland. I want to go. Can I come and visit you
guys?
Can I see your place?
Yes.
Circle? Okay.
Yeah, come back to us.
And you have done that before.
Oh, my God, it is me.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello. Hope you're right this afternoon. Okay, I've got the enemy coming next.
On the text, it would appear that most people think it's of a fairly basic level to woo a man.
All you have to do is turn up, really, don't you?
Turn up your place or mine.
Yeah. No, right, nearly 70% of men say they wish they received more regular compliments. Now, we've done this for girls, so let's go through the ones for men, all right? Now, they're not saying that every bloke has to be, you know, cuddled with, you know, verbal compliments every day, but every once in a while, they do like one to be thrown their way.
I have to say, it would be nice.
Hmm. Would you like to know what they are?
I'd love to know what the compliments are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, men are just as paranoid about the way their bodies look as women can be. Okay. Never hurts to notice he's looking good. So the phrase you need is, "Your arms are definitely looking bigger."
My arms are looking bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that would work on me.
Your arms are definitely looking bigger.
Your belly's looking smaller.
Thank you.
I would prefer.
Yeah.
Do you know what, actually? But although bizarrely, I was thinking that your arms are looking bigger today.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's
in all honesty.
See, and now I feel like my ego has been stroked.
You've gone a bit flushed.
Brr.
But you are looking in that black T-shirt. You do look quite buff.
Thanks.
I'm not flirting with you. I'm just pointing it out.
Okay, here's the next one. Blokes spend all of their life, I mean all the day at work, back to when they were at school, and at least 12 times a day via email trying to make people laugh. Now, men value their sense of humour as one of their most important qualities, right, for the ladies. So here's the thing that you need to say to wow a man, girls. A hearty, genuine laugh, that's as flattering as it gets.
Was that a hearty, genuine laugh?
Okay, here's the next one. Wow. Now, you have to kind of say it in a whisper. Mm. That is the ultimate ego stroke for a bloke, right? That three-letter word just sums it all up. Wow.
It's working for me so far.
Wow. Right, okay, now, I think this might be an American thing. Guys hear this next one all the time from other guys. They hear it at work, on the golf course, and when one dude from the group buys the beer. And that is, you the man.
You the man.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, no, I don't get you
hey, the chappers,
man.
You the man.
No, I never get you. Mind you, I haven't got any of them so far, so.
The kids just adore you.
Hey?
Yeah. Blokes say that to their families, to their ladies, so... The kids just adore you. That's a good one.
I don't really want that one.
Here's another one that's good. Cute feet.
Never going to get that either. Cute feet?
Yeah. Apparently that's one of the highest compliments you can pay to a bloke. Meow is another.
What are you doing?
Meow.
Yep. What? Sounded like a cat.
Meow. Just that.
Gets
that
a man into bed.
Yep.
Right.
I hope all the ladies are taking note. Impressive is another one.
Yeah, okay, I like that one.
Because blokes love accomplishments.
Yeah.
They love being acknowledged for their strength and power, so impressive is the way to go.
Prefer impressive to being meowed at.
And I want you, apparently, is good.
yeah, that's the best.
That's the best one, I think, yeah.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Right, we're discussing the phrases that girls can use to make a bloke putty in their actual hands. This is official and everything. It's from Men's Health magazine. Now, Becky, who works in the office upstairs, has been calling some people that we know just to try and test them out. First off, she called up a guy called Chris, Little Chris, who works on Chris Moyles' show, and tried out the laugh, because men spend all their life trying to make girls laugh. You should laugh, ladies. They love it when girls laugh.
Hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris, it's Becky. Are you still in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm downstairs, sorry. Can you email me those things that you said you were going to email me yesterday?
Oh, those shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I'll do it now.
Are they funny?
Yes. I'll send them to you straight away.
Wow.
So the phrases you need are, your arms are definitely looking bigger, the laugh, which we heard there, wow, you the man, they love that, the kids just adore you, cute feet, impressive, I want you, and meow. She, the laugh, I think, was a little bit freaky.
Yeah.
Like a more genuine laugh could have worked.
I'll send
them
to you
straight
away. Right. She sounds a bit scary, though.
Yeah.
And she did the wow after he'd hung up.
Next, she incorporates the phrases, impressive, you the man. The ladies love that. They love that. And the kids adore you. Now, this didn't go quite as well, probably because she called Westwood.
Hello?
Hi, it's Becky from Radio 1.
Well, how
are
you doing?
Impressive.
Again?
Impressive.
Yeah.
You the man. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. Say again?
Sorry, I just said you the man.
Cool.
The kids just adore you.
Thank you, miss.
Meow.
See, the texts are saying that meow works. Well, I think you'll find it doesn't.
You the man worked quite well there, didn't it?
You the man.
Thank you, miss.
Thank you, miss.
Radio 1.
Now, have you seen those Elmo doll things? You know them?
Go on.
You know Elmo dolls?
Yeah.
The Tickle Me Elmo and all that, right? Right, there's one in America called Sing with Elmo's Greatest Hits, right? And it's just Elmo singing loads of tunes.
Okay.
But at the moment, there is this massive scandal in America.
Right.
About this Elmo.
Why?
Do you know why?
No, I've no idea.
Right, well, I'd like you to listen closely.
Listen closely. This innocent-looking Elmo goes a bit off track. Beat up Elmo, rip your fur out. Words that aren't meant to be.
Beat up Elmo, rip your fur out.
Now, let's have a listen again. Is that what it says? Certainly sounds like it, doesn't
yeah.
it? Now, you think that's quite funny?
Yeah.
Right? Do you know who doesn't find it funny at all?
Who?
Andrea Barbosa.
Really?
She is not amused. She doesn't think it's funny at all.
Andrea Barbosa doesn't think it's funny. She bought the toy for her nephew, Derek, and thinks he might take the lyrics literally.
I don't want to stop by my sister's house, and next week he's beating Elmo up.
Listen again to the words. Beat up Elmo, rip your fur out. Yeah. Now, do you know what Elmo's supposed to be saying?
No, what is he supposed to be saying?
We've managed to obtain a copy of the song with the correct lyrics. Okay.
We obtained a copy of the song with the correct lyrics. It's supposed to say, be like Elmo, not beat up Elmo.
So it's... Be like Elmo, yeah. Rip your fur out.
It's supposed to be like Elmo.
Be like Elmo, rip your fur out.
A toy for tots with a bit of a dark side.
How amazing is that? Andrea's not happy.
National
Radio 1.
A lot of people saying that that's quite romantic, the whole busted thing, standing outside a bedroom window,
yeah,
singing this. I feel her slipping through my face. Come on, we've all done it. We've all stood in someone's garden at 3 a.m. singing "Busted." What I go to school for? Maybe a bit of McFly. We've all done it.
More McFly.
Don't tell me you haven't, otherwise you're a liar. Some people really enjoying the old school Busted. No time, but I'm sure Zayn will play it because Kanye's a big fan from 7 tonight.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Yeah, they're pretty good in the poll, but they're not busted.
Listen, it gets worse. Right, this is on 8-1-9. My best mate Karina went out with an estate agent for 2 weeks. Then he sang the whole of Ronan Keating's I Love the Way You Love Me to her in front of me and all her family. That's worse.
That is worse.
Yeah.
We've
all done it, Zayn.
Listen, the whole busted thing, though, I just want to clear this up. There are some classics in there. I feel her slipping through.
Who can forget? Yeah. That wasn't the best one.
What about You Said No?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Since the day when you dissed me, I'm feeling so pathetic. Could the guys want to ditch me? And it's all because of you and your friends laughing at me. Now you think I'm nothing. Ask your sister what you're missing.
Oh, my God. You're really scaring me.
As per usual, then. See you, Dave.
That is unbelievable. Night, Zayn.
And I.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.